Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Network in the world.
The 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing will one day be written in the history books as they parade celebrating the point at which the United States lost its ability to perceive reality and embrace the impending doom brought on by the selling out of its most powerful assets by a self-serving, treasonous elite class of baby boomer politicians and economic prostitutes.
I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do to their reputations, to their families.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think
what
that's
do you mean,
nice that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just
well,
telling you
don't
a very
care?
Hard...
So
I'm
you're
telling
saying you
very,
personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
The irony of statements like these is that the very CCP tyranny they either ignore or bow down to is already in the United States, as those rightfully exercising their First Amendment still await the communist-style circus of the January 6th committee.
You can't lock up a whole group of people and somehow identify them as terrorists in advance. A terror event on your own people to prevent terrorism, just that doesn't make sense.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agents have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
If you aren't up to speed, China's policy of mass genocide is skyrocketing. After killing a reported 1.2 million Tibetans,
the Chinese army continued its progress towards Lhasa in a peaceful march that the Chinese news broadcast to their people. It was with more curiosity than animosity that the Tibetan population, isolated from the world for centuries, watched the arrival of these strange invaders posing as liberators.
And imprisoning 2 million Uyghurs in the largest network of forced labor detention camps on the face of the earth.
These satellite images show the site where Tersenai says she was held, sharing a cell with 13 other women with a bucket for a toilet. And she's haunted by one image. Masked men coming down a camp corridor like this one after midnight.
They were three men. Not one, but three. They did whatever evil their mind could think of, and they didn't spare any part of my body, fighting it to the extent that it was disgusting to look at.
And imprisoning 5,000 Christians, including 1,000 Christian leaders, not to mention a myriad of horrific human rights abuses against the Chinese people, including forced abortion, sterilization, and organ extractions.
For over a decade, the People's Republic of China has stood publicly accused of acts of cruelty and wickedness that match the cruelty and wickedness of medieval torturers and execution.
It's stated with certainty that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time. The report underscored that there were extraordinarily short waiting times for organs to be available for transplantation, and numerous websites advertised hearts, lungs, and kidneys for sale, suggesting an on-demand industry.
The Olympics themselves have been a historic ratings disaster, but NBC keeps on pushing their departure from compassion, common sense, and moral courage into the homes of any American gullible enough to sit transfixed by the brutal spectacle that is less than a decade away from having a hand in toppling Western civilization under the New World Order plan known as Agenda 2030. John Bound reporting.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks. But we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared. So become self-sufficient now. The best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After discussing with cabinet and caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, after speaking with opposition leaders, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs, and restoring confidence in our institutions. Here's how the measures we're taking today will help get the situation under control. The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities, such as blockades and occupations, as seen in Ottawa, the Ambassador Bridge, and elsewhere. These tools include strengthening their ability to impose fines or imprisonment. The government will designate, secure, and protect places and infrastructure that are critical to our economy and people's jobs, including border crossings and airports. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue. The Emergencies Act will also allow the government to make sure essential services are rendered, for example, in order to tow vehicles blocking roads. In addition, financial institutions will be authorized or directed to render essential services to help address the situation, including by regulating and prohibiting the use of property to fund or support illegal blockades. And finally, it will enable the RCMP to enforce municipal bylaws and provincial offences where required. This is what the Emergencies Act does. Let me be equally clear about what it does not do. We're not using the Emergencies Act to call in the military. We're not suspending fundamental rights or overriding the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We are not limiting people's freedom of speech. We are not limiting freedom of peaceful assembly. We are not preventing people from exercising their right to protest legally. We are reinforcing the principles, values, and institutions that keep all Canadians free.
Trudeau is delivering on Klaus Schwab's stated goal to use worldwide lockdowns to trigger peasant revolts, which could then be used as a pretext to bring in permanent martial law through the private central bank's alliance with big tech to surveil and control and censor and debank and deplatform anyone that criticizes the ongoing martial law medical tyranny expansion. And that's where we are on this live Tuesday, February 15th, worldwide transmission. We have the ruling class, the mega banks, the most powerful billionaires and families on earth, waging war on civilization, waging war on our very biology, waging war on our very children and our families. We have the incredible news, stack of news right here, with major U.S. newspapers parroting the Canadian papers, saying that freedom is a bad thing. The word freedom is racist. Also, major Department of Education organizations are coming out and saying no one should be allowed to say Mr. or Mrs. This is a fundamental attack on the biology of humans. This is a biomedical takeover. We're going to be covering it all here today. And anyone signing on to this, pretending like you're going to get ahead, is a fool. This is a total enslavement system that is unspeakably evil. And they just hope the public goes into mass Stockholm syndrome and submits. But that's not happening. So we force them to accelerate their program of control and to compact it in over just a few years instead of the next decade. And that is going to end up being explosive in so many ways. And you know now that the civil emergency, the martial law, the financial martial law has been announced in the area of Canada, that they're going to now trigger the violence as the pretext to use the military physically on the thousands and thousands of men, women, and children peacefully, happily, cheerfully protesting the biomedical tyranny announcing ownership of their very bodies. Freedom Convoy organizers say they notified police that were being told nefarious elements plan to discredit the protest. Yes, they'll now have Antifa descend like vampire bats dressed as the patriots to firebomb and shoot police is what they'll undoubtedly start doing very, very soon. There'll probably be a car bomb as well. It's very easy to predict this. I told you, next they would start grabbing the bank accounts of the protesters. Meanwhile, Trudeau, of course, loves promoting violent communist demonstrations around the world. We have a big stack of articles of him defending burning down U.S. cities. There's that stack. Then there's the Durham investigation, the report of at least 25 more indictments set, and the documents put in the federal filings of private security firms hacking into the White House and, of course, before that, into Trump Tower. And then, of course, U.S. intelligence agencies doing it. A classic bureaucratic coup over the nation. And then, of course, the biggest news. And I didn't just believe this morning when I got up at 5 a.m. and saw that Paul Joseph Watson had written an article, which was linked to the national Russian news. I went and looked at local Ukrainian publications and others, and indeed the Russians pulled back the vast majority of their military. They always have some there on their border, like any nation does. and they've ended their drills, which they have yearly. And Putin said, I told you I'm not invading, and laughed at everybody that was fear-mongering. NATO responded by saying, we don't want any military in your country. You can have no military, and you can have no border guards, and I mean, I've got the article saying any military is not allowed. So having military on your own soil of any number is now bad, and it gets worse. The Associated Press and others came out against Zero Hedge and called for them to be shut down because they linked to Paul Joseph Watson's article about it. So you're not even supposed to say that Russia announced they pulled the troops back, which is now being confirmed by regional media. Okay, all right. Russia nuked the United States last night. We're all dead. I'm actually Casper the Friendly Ghost. Just, I mean, it's the mind control. I have multiple U.S. newspapers and Canadian papers saying, and colleges, it's time to ban the word freedom. If you tuned in, I'm not joking. They're already banning mother and father. Why not? So there you have. Bloomberg wants Zero Hedge shut down. And when the corporate media calls for your head to be cut, it is. Unbelievable. So much more, too. I mean, we're going to drill into all of this. We are just under global corporate criminal attack. They're gaslighting everyone. They're trying to start wars everywhere. They've dissolved our borders. They have sold us out to China. And they're sexualizing our children. My God, this is the New World Order. And InfoWars is here and battled, only hanging on because of your prayers, your word of mouth, and your financial support. So thank you all for keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Gentlemen, thank you again so much for joining us and caring about the broadcast and caring about free speech and caring about our ability to expose this incredibly evil takeover that is happening by these corporate interests that are completely ruthless and who have now become above-the-law organizations. Now, we have the Declaration of Martial Law and Financial Martial Law in Canada. That's coming up. I'm going to host all 4 hours today. We have the massive Durham bombshells with more information and more reports of imminent indictments and what that really signifies. Tulsi Gabbard said this: the Durham investigation has shown that the biggest threat to our democracy is not some foreign country, but rather the power elite led by the likes of Hillary Clinton and her co-conspirators in the mainstream media and security state who work to undermine our democracy from within. I'm about to talk about Hillary Clinton and her persecution of yours truly here in just a moment. And, of course, the huge news on Russia that I'll cover next segment in detail, where they are publicly pulling back the troops. It's in the Ukrainian news. The Ukrainian president said that they're pulling back. But the corporate media here says, no, it's not true. War is imminent because the West is planning to launch an attack on Russia. Two U.S. senators even said they may nuke Russia first. Deadly, dangerous, insane bravado and chutzpah that is taking place there, ladies and gentlemen. So that is coming up next segment as well. But I first wanted to hit something that deals with free speech, not just here, but around the world. Because we don't just see a high-tech hack of give, send, go, redirecting and shutting it down yesterday. And the high-tech hackers celebrating that they had shut down free speech. And the little guy. It was also a major leak of the thousands of people that had donated to the truckers standing up against the permanent biomedical martial law, forced injection, Nuremberg Code violating war crime. And then again, I have articles I'm going to show you coming up next segment where mainstream newspapers say freedom is bad. Get rid of freedom. They actually say freedom. Freedom is a right-wing racist thing. Freedom is a white thing. And this is vicious. Central banks that own these newspapers putting out this pure poison. We have to recognize these people for what they are and just fully reject them. And that comes home for us really close because I've learned a lot being sued by the Democratic Party law firm that bankrupted Remington and that openly is basically controlled by Senator Blumenthal and others. I've learned a lot about these guys and how things work in the last 4 years of them suing me and having the controlled courts engage in the type of tactics that they've been engaged in, to be stuck between the law firms, the corporate media, the corrupt courts, in a triangulation that is a beta test they admit for all Americans that don't completely submit and turn our children over to the leftist agenda. So this broke this morning. Sandy Hook families reached $73 million settlement with gun manufacturer Remington. Bankrupted Remington, bankrupted by the lawsuits, Supreme Court ruling against them, and then it went back to the courts, the lower courts, and the oldest U.S. firearms manufacturer shut down because Adam Lanza reportedly got a gun from his mother that she had legally, that he got illegally, and went and shot children. And so the CNN reporter cried about that because obviously $73 million isn't enough. But the issue is this is the end of the Second Amendment and the end of gun manufacturers if this continues. This is a major domino to fall. And now the same law firm wants my free speech, wants me to stop talking about the Second Amendment, wants me to roll over to them. Continuing, you can read in the Wall Street Journal article about all of this, or CNN, pick your poison. But the very same group has reportedly told the insurer of GCN that they'll settle the lawsuit with me for $500 million. That's very funny. I don't have $5 million. But that's not really what their goal is. They know that. Their goal is to shut us down and close our doors and take us off air, because that's their goal, is to take all of your sacred birthright of the First Amendment. That's what this is. And it's all selective. You know, as the federal court said, Sarah Palin doesn't have a right to sue when they knew the jury was going to rule in her favor, when the Democrats, the New York Times, knowingly put reports out that she put crosshairs over people who were then later shot when it wasn't true. Premeditated lying. That's allowed by the New York Times. New York Times versus Sullivan stands. But in the Alex Jones case, I've been told by the Republicans, high level, who don't like me in Texas, the Bush Republicans, years ago, they said, roll over now, it's all rigged, we're actually running this with the Clintons. I had a meeting with them right in that room right there. Yeah, 4 years ago, it was off record, but I'm when they name names, it's off record, but so I'm not going to do it. But push comes to shove, who knows? Right in that room, about 30, 40 feet away, they sat there and told me all this. And I understood what was happening there. I just said I knew that I had to fight them all the way and just hope America woke up and hope we turned the tide against this takeover. And so that's why they put these ridiculous numbers out of, we want you to come out against the Second Amendment and we want $500 million. What a joke. How about you want all the blood out of my body? You're not going to get any of that. It doesn't exist. But that's what it's all about. But they did bankrupt Remington, and the Supreme Court did say, hey, no more gun manufacturers in America. That's what this is about, is destroying the country from within. And I have those enemies, the same enemies that the NRA and the Second Amendment and you have, and I'm proud to be attacked by these people. And I'm proud to not back down when they control the press and the courts and the system and the banks. Because you're going to learn very fast that you're all in the crosshairs, just like Alex Jones as well. Anybody that's Christian, anybody that loves God, anybody that's decent, anybody that cares about law and order, anybody that cares about sovereignty, we're being conquered. And these people know they're conquering us, and they know they're lying, and they know they're deceiving, and they don't care. They love it. They're here to break us and absorb us and usurp us. That's what they're doing. So remember who our enemies are, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, you know a man by his enemies. And you know a man by his friends. And our stock is rising, and humanity's waking up, and we're winning hearts and minds worldwide, and the enemy's losing. So they're taking their gloves off and putting it to the folks on the front line in a hope we'll curl up in a ball and go away. Well, I'm hearing the words of the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, when he was fighting a ship twice the size with twice the men, and his ship was sinking, and they held him across on their bullhorn and said, you ready to give up? And he said, I have only begun to fight, and he took that ship and won. And I have only begun to fight, and you can guarantee that we are winning on every front. They're discrediting their courts. They're discrediting the corporate media. They're discrediting their fake agencies they've hijacked. They are losing. They are going down. They'll get all their fake rigged garbage, and it'll be like a blue ribbon that I won the fair for liberty. It'll be like a crown on my head. That the people that want to take the police away and disarm us and put Soros DAs in while we're raped and murdered and killed see me as their enemy and see themselves being promoted by the evil witch Hillary Clinton into this program of evil that they could just bring down the Alex Jones when all they ever did was energize me and elevate me in the eyes of the wonderful people of America and the world. This is incredibly good news.
anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and banned out video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
If you go to the live show headline on the vaunted Infowars.com, hated by tyrants and criminals everywhere, Emergency Tuesday broadcast. Russia withdraws troops from Ukraine border as NATO continues to declare full-scale war is imminent. Meanwhile, in Canada, Trudeau has declared a national emergency and financial martial law and is awakening the world to the threat of the global social credit score police state. Also, Alex Jones breaks down exclusive intel on the Durham case and how it shows the deep state has overthrown the U.S. government. And that's why these people are so arrogant. They believe they are invincible, like all other tyrants throughout history. But the U.S. background says they will not win in the end. And if history repeats itself, they're going to be going to prison. I just want them to stop their criminal takeover using behavioral psychology and economic warfare. Now, I'm going to go over the declaration of national emergency and financial martial law. That's not just me saying that. That is major members of parliament who happen to be liberals in Trudeau's own caucus. And the Civil Liberties Union of Canada says this is just unprecedented North Korea type behavior. And of course, it's going to be expanded onto everyone. And what did I tell you was coming next is the global social credit score is that plan. That's what Trudeau admits he wanted. So they put people in an impossible position. They stand up peacefully and say, we're not taking in our bodies your experimental deadly shot that doesn't protect us and makes us sick in many cases. And that you want to track us and control us with no more medical privacy. And his response is to say, I'm calling the military out on you and we're going to take over your bank accounts and so much more. So you saw Bill Maher join the right side of history last week. He said it on Friday. We played it on the Saturday and Sunday shows here. That Trudeau has become Hitler. Trudeau is being Hitler-like in his quotes. I want a dictatorship. I don't care if you have rights. We're going to go ahead and take them. You're holding unacceptable views. What are we going to do with all these unvaccinated people taking up space? That's what's going on. So here's a short compilation that we just put together this morning. Just a sampling of some of what he said in the past and then his draconian declaration last night. Here it is.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans. So to those responsible for this behavior, it needs to stop.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted.
Regardless of the fact that we are attacking your fundamental rights or limiting your fundamental rights, and the Charter says that we're wrong, we're still going to go ahead and do it.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so that they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use. These changes cover all forms of transactions, including digital assets, such as cryptocurrencies.
I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate.
to the threats they are meant to address. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs, and restoring confidence in our institutions.
As of today, a bank or other financial service provider will be able to immediately freeze or suspend an account without a court order.
Justin Trudeau, I mean, I thought he was kind of a cool guy. When I started to read what he said, this is a couple of weeks ago, he was, or maybe this is September, but he was talking about people who are not vaccinated. He said they don't believe in science. They're often misogynistic, often racist. No, they're not.
That was not smart of him at all.
Right. He said, but they take up space.
Mm.
And with that, we have to make a choice in terms of a leader as a country. Do we tolerate these people? It's like, tolerate them? Now you do sound like him.
All of you that signed on to Hillary and the Democrats and the Davos group, which is the Bilderberg group, you signed on to pure evil. And you better understand, you're going down. You can try to take our free speech, take our guns, take our children. All you're doing is waking us up and getting us off the fence. But they're out there, folks. They've made their decisions that they are at war with all of us. I'm going to come back and hit more of this in the huge Russia news, the huge Durham news. I'm doing all 4 hours today. We're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. Take a lot of calls. Separately, we are fighting the New World Order at point-blank range. I am absolutely going up against the worst people at every level. And it's only been your prayers and your support that's kept us on air. And so I'm telling you now, we have reached the thick of the battle. We have reached the heart of the war. We are entering the most important phase of the war against tyranny and fighting back against their unrestricted, undeclared war against us. And so I need capital now more than ever. For what you see on the surface and for other operations we've got going on against the New World Order. If you want to win, and if you want these people off our children's backs, then you need to tell everybody about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video and share the links and share the articles and buy the products. We've extended it until Wednesday, and then that's it. We haven't had this deal in 4 years. 25% off, super high quality, ready to ship to you, storable food for good, tasty, healthy food. It's the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. 25% off, the company is taking their profit out, and we get 25%. The food's only marked up 100%. Most food's marked up three times. So there's 25% profit in this. It's all being given to InfoWars because my Patriot loves us, and the owner is a great Christian, and God laid it on his heart to give me the special that nobody else is getting. 25% off until Wednesday, and that's it. Separately, X3, the deep earth crystal iodine with the two other types to help your body absorb it. So good for your entire body, your molecular system, all electrochemical activity in the body is based on iodine. Without it, you know what happens. It is 50% off, and we're going to end that sale in a week because it'll be more than half sold out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a bunch of other sales that end Wednesday on other great products and supplements. There's great T-shirts, books, films, you name it. All at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will never surrender as long as you fund us. We will fight until the end, no matter what happens. Victory or death. InfoWarsStore.com. America is coming back from the dead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Well, that was an incredibly powerful 3.5 minute video that Darren McBrain put together. And he could have made it an hour long of Trudeau making dictator comments and smacking his lips and looking like a satanic jack-o'-lantern. We had Trudeau's brother on last week, and we should probably get him back on sometime in the next few days. Because this declaration of martial law and financial martial law is incredible. By the way, when the normal law is suspended and private corporations are commanded and given federal power, that's one of the most extreme forms of martial law. That is the suspension of the checks and balances for the people. And Trudeau has declared martial law. Unbelievable. And I literally have 15, 20 clips. I mean, that are all just them foaming at the mouth and how we're going to send the military in and how we're going to take everything you've got and we're going to expand this now. Anybody else protesting around the country? And then I've got other government ministers saying, this is good. We can't let people gather and talk. They'll hear information that's not official. That's a quote. And you're like, that sounds like Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is textbook BS. And, of course, there's all these fools on the left that think they're going to be protected and be part of this. The immoral, out-of-control, godless left has made its move against humanity, backed by the most ruthless, vicious corporations. Big, ruthless corporations found their minions that would take their 20 pieces of silver. So let me just show you some headlines here. And then later in the next hour, I want to get into Russia. I want to get into the Durham investigation. Big, I got exclusive information on that, by the way. I mean, sometimes I just marvel at all the connections we've got. God put us in this place. I get more humble as our influence increases. But, I mean, I know more than most U.S. senators. I'm dialed into basically all the good guys. And it's been because I've been on air 28 years. And I've been trained by the position that God put me in. And all glory goes to God. But it is amazing. And it's very, very daunting. And I don't feel worthy. But I do need to tell the listeners that you financing and your word of mouth and your prayer, you betting on this operation has changed the damn world for the better in a big way. I mean, I'm going to just be point blank with you, and everybody knows this now. It's not something that's exaggerating. Without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot worse shape, and we have turned the tide, at least in the awakening. Doesn't mean we're going to win the war in this phase, but we have turned the tide, this broadcast, all of us together, we have done it. And that's recognized by all the who's, folks, U.S. senators, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and the list goes on and on. And so I've been persecuted. I've been attacked. You know 10% of the stuff's been done to us, folks. And I'm not a victim. I'm not whining here. I'm actually proud of it. And when stuff hurts and stuff's horrible and stuff's embarrassing and stuff's painful, I just go, well, you asked for this. You asked God to set you up to fight evil. You asked for it. You got it. That's exactly what I intend to do. I'm never backing down to these people because now I would have never given up even if we were going to lose because God is testing us and we're eternal. And this is just a battle, not the war. But we in our own lifetimes can see beautiful people of every race, color, and creed coming together and seeing through the most vile, corrupt, oppressive, brainwashing, and satanic lies that this planet has ever seen. Because make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we are toe-to-toe with the fallen one, the old serpent, the devil. So look at these headlines. Look at these headlines. Freedom Convoy organizers say they notified police are being told nefarious elements plan to discredit the protest. Exactly. First they declare the civil emergency, then they declare you terrorist, then they make you the terrorist. Here is the actual declaration of martial law in English and in French. You should go read it for yourself. It's linked on InfoWars.com. Trudeau unleashes never-before-used Emergency Powers Act to counter protesters as U.S.-Canada bridge reopens. Martial law. Trudeau government invokes terrorism laws, close quote, to seek bank accounts and crypto of Freedom Convoy supporters without court order. He is now judge, jury, and executioners, and all of his appointed leftists are free to take any action they wish against you. Remember anybody that flew to D.C. of a million people trying to fly back out? Some drove, some flew, but hundreds of thousands of the flew. Weren't even at the Capitol. Some people were just in D.C. on business. They were put on no-fly list just because they were in D.C. by the air companies, by the American Airlines and United Airlines airlines. That's how fascism and communism works, is all the minions attack you, and then they're above the law with the George Soros DAs in control of 1,000 cities and over 2,000 towns. Last number is 3,000 jurisdictions under their full control and full command. That's why they're making their move. They got the Justice Department, they got the CIA, they've got almost all the DAs, and baby, they're making their move. Canadian Civil Liberties Association condemns Trudeau for invoking national emergency over trucks. Trudeau's state media labels freedom a far-right concept with links to the CBC and all of them. I mean, I spent an hour on this article alone with all the links and them saying freedom is far-right and bad. These are quotes and racist, and it gets worse. Freedom, a slippery concept. George Washington University professor says freedom is a tool of the far right and needs to be curtailed. That's right. Freedom itself is evil. Didn't know that? Oh, they're definitely the good guys. They say freedom's bad. You know, they got a $75 million judgment on Remington when the guy's mom went and bought the gun totally legally, and he goes and shoots people, and then it's all gun owners' fault, and now it's all gun manufacturers' fault, and now $75 million settlement at the Supreme Court said, yeah, we can shut down your guns, you can go forward with all this crap. And now they want the First Amendment. Now the same group wants me silenced because they want you silenced. But now they've halfway given up on that, so they just want to set me up for January 6th and terrorism and put me in jail because they don't want me up here running my mouth about what they're doing. Oh, but look, why Justin Trudeau is supporting protesting farmers in India. India tried to restrict the farmers that didn't want to go on a national ID program. I agree with them. He supported that just so he could look good. But he doesn't support his own people. In fact, he did it under the orders of Klaus Schwab and Biden. It's now coming out. Trudeau's state media, though, labels freedom a far-right concept. Wow, that's so incredible. Freedom's a slippery concept. Of course, Washington University professor says freedom is a tool of the far right. I've got other articles, Boston Globe, you name it, saying, yeah, get rid of free speech. Yeah, here's a nice meme. Here's Trudeau for speaking, announcing martial law, and Xi Jinping says to Putin, bro, you seeing this? And they call us dictators. Hold up. Got to catch another line. Bro, says the dictator of North Korea. And then look at these quotes here. I've got the videos of these. Trudeau, Minister of Public Safety, we had to take the very careful and deliberate step of introducing the Emergencies Act due to the part the truckers' expressions of hate. Oh, yeah, somebody had a sign of Trudeau, the swastika on Trudeau, saying he's a Nazi, you know, like Bill Maher. And so now we need martial law because the Canadians are calling him Hitler, and so's Bill Maher. Maybe we need martial law in California because Bill Maher said somebody's like a Nazi. See how it works? Oh, Bill Maher's a Nazi because he called you a Nazi. Oh, my gosh, somebody saw a swastika, like the Daily Mail. Alex Jones wears swastika shoes. What? But see, it's so made up. It's so insane. People think, well, it's got to be true. I mean, who would make that up? On my children, may I be struck down by lightning that I've never worn swastika shoes, and it's a total lie. But it doesn't matter. It's how they're superior to you. It's how they take the grandchildren of World War II vets that almost died fighting Hitler, and they turn you into Hitler while they give awards to people that served Hitler like George Soros because they're evil people. And it just goes on and on and on. Tech companies, banks crack down on anti-mandate convoy supporters. Oh, yeah. First, they hack into the site, leak Gibson Go, who the people are that gave. So now the government goes, oh, look, we just have the names and the corporations without any warrants and the banks to take your money. No judge, no jury. They break into your computer. They commit financial crimes. The Royal Mounted Police, obviously, give the information to the banks to engage in more crime. That's a criminal swarm, just like with the Durham case. Names of Canadian truck company owners leaked after reporting the hack. You know, when Hitler started firebombing London, the majority of Brits were against war. As soon as they firebombed London, the majority were for war. It's the same thing. You think leaking people's names is going to make them not donate money? You think intimidating everybody's going to make us go away? No, we're not scum like you. We're not cowardly bootlicking filth like you. That won't have the effect you want on us. Now I need you to energize me with money to fight these people and launch more operations because they fear us because we carry victory with us. The spirit of victory and overcoming. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.